This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Bye!
Bye!
Harvesty and Needle on FUBAR Radio.
Hello.
Hello!
Hello, 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 hello.
Welcome to Harvesty and Needle on FUBAR Radio.
1 second.
Wow.
Oh,
every time.
Audio
Vision Quest.
Yeah, that was the wrong jingle.
That was FUBAR Radio.
It's been 2 months since we're back.
Yeah, we're just warming up.
Yeah.
We're just warming up.
By messing up.
To be fair, they must have spent, how much did they spend on that? Must have been like 20 grand on that little jingle they
what
made
their
us.
Jingle?
And how much was yours?
Free, wasn't it? Okay, let's have theirs then.
Harvesty and Needle on FUBAR Radio.
Woo!
Yep.
That's better.
Yeah.
Right, we're back. It's been 3 months or 2 months or whatever.
Yeah, I actually feel slightly scared.
Really?
I've just got a, like, massive pang of scaredness, and it made me feel dizzy.
Yeah, but you always get that.
Yeah.
You get that. You said to me you get that when, like, we see, like, our mates.
I know. I'm scared of my own shadow.
You cross the road sometimes. I'm like, Andy, there's a thing. I know. Go, 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 go. Run, 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 run.
I've got a lot of irrational fears.
It's mental. You got a fear of... Didn't you have a fear of, like, your own nephew for a little bit?
Yeah, because he's about two and he stares in my eyes too much.
Oh, God.
He's got no etiquette. He just stares at you.
Really?
Yeah, just for too long.
Actually,
it's quite psychopathically.
Maybe he's looking a little bit... It's a dick baby.
It could be, yeah. It's called Sebastian.
Oh!
It's a dick baby name if I've ever heard one.
Seb. Seb's a bit of a dick's name, isn't it? All right, Seb.
Yeah.
And also, it sounds slightly like Seb Bastard.
What?
Sounds a bit like Seb... Bastard. Sebastian.
I don't know what that means.
I just thought the two words that sound a bit dickish. Bastard and Seb.
Okay. What, put together, they sound like...
Well, it sounds like Seb, which is an annoying name to
me. Yeah,
yeah.
But what's Seb Bastard? What's that?
His name's Sebastian.
Oh, the second part of his name sounds like Bastard.
Yeah, like Bastard.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Seb the Bastard.
Anyway, we're back, aren't we?
Yeah. We've just been... it's good to be back here.
Yeah.
In the FUBAR. We just went to the kitchen there. We're just sort of doing our notes, not last minute. You know, we are well prepared.
Yeah.
But a bloke came in, started taking photos of us. I was getting a bit excited. I thought, woo, we're getting papped.
Yeah,
no, he's just trying to buy an office here. And
it wasn't for the Daily Mirror at all, was it?
No. I started posing in the back. He's like, just relax when I'm relaxed. Well, why is your hand on your chin and, like, your foot's on the stool?
Why did you unbutton the first top two buttons of your shirt?
It's warm in here, mate. Well, no, it's not. I know. Anyway, we had a little chat with him, and it turns out he makes an app which, like, cures malaria.
Yeah, well, it doesn't cure it, but identifies it.
Oh, doesn't it?
It doesn't cure it. It doesn't go like that, and download this, and that's it, you're away.
Oh,
it's gone, disappeared.
Right. So you download the app, tells you if you've got malaria.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought, thank God, if I ever get malaria now, I'll download the app quickly, and, like, ding, cured.
It's solved. No. So, but loads of people in, like, Africa with their iPhones, like, just, like, put on their own heads and stuff.
Yeah, but that's stupid, because, like, in that country, no one has iPhones, do they? We're sending over, like, aid.
That's a good point, isn't it?
So he, the fool!
Oh, he hasn't thought of that, has he?
We should warn him before he takes that off.
Actually,
no one's going to be able to afford this.
No.
Please
sort it through.
Donate the child. This child needs an iPhone. He's very bored and he needs to text his friends desperately. No, that's fine. But yeah, so that it's good to be back. Good to be back in the
air. Do you want to explain why we've been away for so long?
Well, we've been away. It was me. I've been filming a film, haven't I?
Yeah, yeah. But finally now, you can actually say what it was.
I can say I've been filming The Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. It's only taken 3 months to be able to say that.
Yeah.
It's just killing you, wasn't it?
It was absolutely killing you not being able to say it to anyone.
Yeah, it's just me and Eddie Redmayne and Colin Farrell and just hanging out and just Ezra Miller. Yeah, it's just my life, isn't it?
Equals.
Pardon?
How are they?
Just equals,
the guys?
Very much equals, very much. It's very nice, you know, you get to throw Colin around a little bit. I can't talk too much about it just yet, but suffice to say, we're all equals and we're all great friends now, and I'll be definitely, if I go to LA, I'll be calling them up, hounding them, saying, Colin, it's me. I befriended his PA purposely. Don't think I didn't just...
What's it, so if he doesn't answer the call, you can go through the PA?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The first thing I did was like, who's that bloke that keeps hanging around Colin?
Yeah.
Oh, he's the guy who takes care of all his affairs. Oh, okay. So, hey.
I'll get his email. That's what you do to me, though. Basically, if you don't get in touch with me, you go for my girlfriend.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, hound her on Facebook. It's like, Jesus Christ, he's absolutely hounding me. Like, ding, 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 ding. Like, her phone rings, then it, like, she doesn't answer. Then it's a text, ding, 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 ding. Then it's a Facebook. It's like, fucking hell.
Here we go. Assault.
Yeah.
Attack.
There must be some I can talk to the police about this, because honestly, it just feels like I'm getting, like, ambushed.
I've been ambushed. Who by? It's my best mate.
Yeah.
Do you want to text him back? I'll tell you what.
I'm just going to lock my door.
No, there's a way around this.
What?
takes back immediately.
No, but no, because you literally, there's too many questions, too many things getting fired off.
Right.
I can't answer this. And also, if I know if I answer, it's going to open the floodgates to like another 20 more questions.
But, okay, I'm trying to get a bit of dialogue going.
I don't want
We're
a
best
dialogue. I want to have a bit of free time on my own.
No!
I don't want you invading my thoughts.
I don't want that.
I don't want you in my head.
I'm bored.
I have enough of it. I have enough of it in the fucking daytime.
Oh. Fine. This actually hurts a little bit.
No.
I'm trying to get around
joking,
it.
I'm only joking. It's all... Oh. It's fine. It's not fine.
It's fine. Don't do it anymore.
I'm going to keep ignoring them.
Okay, well, I'm on to Colin now. I've got better mates than
exactly,
you to hound.
Exactly. Hound him.
Yeah. I've got false Hollywood friends to hound now. Eddie! Oh, no. He's ignored me again.
Yeah.
But no, yes.
Into befriend his PA.
Yeah, no, I couldn't find his PA. I've tried looking for online, but like, I was talking around.
You actually tried?
Yeah, of course I tried. I've tried everything I could on. So, one, I always think in situation, right, what's the maximum that I can get out of this? Do you know what I mean? So, as soon as I'm in there, like, I was chatting to John Voight. Yeah, I can say that. Yeah.
I was going to say something, actually. I'm sorry to interrupt you, and it was actually interrupted you quite pointlessly.
Go on.
But you said, like, it's a funny story with Colin Farrell. You said, like, remember that time you caught him at... Can I say anything?
No.
Okay, sure.
That's private Hollywood gossip.
Okay, sorry.
It's cool, yeah. But he's it wasn't anything bad either. By the way,
it wasn't bad.
Amazing.
You caught him doing something. It wasn't anything bad.
It was nothing illegal.
It
was just something which is funny if you were either me or you
weren't the public.
Yeah. But yeah, look forward to doing all the rest of them, and look forward to seeing you soon, guys, if you're listening. But yes, listen. Let's come back down to human level,
right? From the superstar mistakes.
Yeah, let's come back down to the rabble.
Yeah. It's gonna be hard for you, but let's go.
I'm just gonna swallow my pride. Hang around with you guys.
Pretend to be normal for a bit.
Exactly. Really false modesty.
Yeah.
Pretend I'm just the same as everyone else.
I'm just fine with the water. My water's fine. Thank
you. I'm just fine with water. This is lukewarm. Yeah. No. To be fair, the water on set was absolutely perfect.
Was it? That's because your manager stipulated that.
Yeah, I had about 8 bottles in my trailer.
It took a while for him to get it right, but...
Yeah, exactly. And her face will heal, so it's fine.
Exactly.
I tell you what.
What?
It is good to be back in here. Seriously, because Adam, even though Adam was sick a little bit, he's coughing, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. By the way, I forgot to say. Okay, so if no one knows, and if anyone's... hasn't heard the show before. Basically, Rich is a hypochondriac.
Yeah.
But he also claims I am, which is massively hypocritical. But anyway, he's more of a hypochondriac than I am. That's a fact. Be quiet, right? But basically, our producer, Adam, has got a flu. He's got the flu.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't want to tell you because he knew you'd freak out.
Mate, don't think... The first thing... I could sense it from his texts. even that was a giveaway. Like, basically, I said... And Dan said, as soon as he answered the door, I thought, something's going on here. And he was sort of holding his breath in his nose so he didn't, like, go... And he came in blowing his nose and... And thank God he hasn't brought my water in because, you know, that's going to be contaminated. Right. So, listen, what else have we been up to? Okay.
Yeah. I was going to have a little song because we're 10 minutes in, aren't we?
Wow, good God. Let's have a song and then we'll come back to more bullshit.
All right, this is Drake.
Woo!
That was Drake with Hotline Bling. Richard, what have you been up to, mate?
What have I been up to? Well, apart from making big Hollywood blockbusters.
Yeah.
Well, we had Christmas, didn't we? Which was nice.
Well, you stayed at my house over Christmas.
Yeah, so I kept calling you. You wouldn't do that. I had to come all the way up to Leeds.
6 hours. Yeah. Hey, and it's me. Say. On the window, like the graduate. Say, hey, say.
Yeah. Paul, I think Andy's phone's broken. Can you let me in? Thank you. Thanks very much. So I went up there, stayed with you and your family for Christmas. That was lovely.
Yeah.
Relaxed upstairs. And then what have we been doing? Everyone's been dying since we've been gone.
Yeah.
What's been going on? I think I was wondering if maybe that's something to do with they just couldn't handle their souls, couldn't handle the fact that they thought we'd gone forever.
Yeah, because they didn't tell anyone that we were away for a bit.
Yeah, if only they'd have known that I was becoming a huge Hollywood blockbusting dude.
Yeah.
They could have held out.
Alan Rickman was definitely listening to the show, didn't he? So.
Yeah, for all he knows, he could have been acting with me in the future.
Yeah, because exactly, he could have revised Snape.
I could have, oh my God, we have something in
common.
He's
the same flipping thing, isn't he?
Damn
if
it.
Only he didn't know. No, to be honest, like
if only he didn't know, he wouldn't have had a heart attack.
You shouldn't make a pathetic joke.
No, you're right.
It's
sorry.
Quite a serious subject.
Sorry, this is not making light of any of death.
No.
Death is bad, and my heart goes out to all dead people.
Well, it's just sad. Yeah, we're not going to be able to. Not in any sort of position to receive that, are they? But
who knows? There could be some afterlife.
Yeah,
actually, there isn't because coming up on the show later, and we should probably have said this earlier. We have got
to listen to more of this episode. And to catch up on all of our shows, Go to FUBARradio.com.